CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Back on Huskies Inside the Pack, today I'm joined with third-year goalie Colby Wilson. First off, Colby, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no worries. It's a pleasure to be here.
It looks like you guys are having so much fun out there, and I can't blame you. Can't go wrong with a game of hockey. But up until this point, just how has the season overall gone for you?
It's been good. There was a couple hiccups earlier in the year, but I mean, that happens to everybody, and I've been working pretty hard to like mentally get through them, and that's made a big change in my game. So I'm super excited to see where the rest of the season takes us, and obviously everyone on our team has meshed so well this year, and we're all excited for Nationals that it's kind of a bit of a different atmosphere than it has been past few years. So it's been really good so far, yeah.
And that's kind of a common theme that I've heard from everyone that's came in here and done an interview, is that they talk about just such a tight-knit locker room, and it's almost like family. Some of them have described it as family. Maybe on the goaltending side of it, the three of you have to be so much more, you know, closer. You're bouncing off of each other every day. What's that relationship like between you, Cameron, Emma, and even your goalie coach, Sheldon?
Yeah, we are interesting, that's for sure. We are a pretty tight-knit group. We have goalie world together, so that's pretty crazy. It gets a little intense with me trying to score on Cam, or Cam trying to score on me, or Cam and I trying to score on Emma. But yeah, we really rely on each other quite a bit. It's pretty special having the three of us on the team, like especially if we're struggling with something in practice, or like a shot goes in during a game that we didn't want to go in, just having someone to relay that goal back with or try to help you figure out what's going on is huge. And just having the three of us and Shelly just to like rely on each other, like we go through a lot together. So having all three of us, we're basically, it's the hockey team and it's the goalies. We're kind of our own little, we're really close with the team, but you don't think you really want to know what goes all on in goalie world, because there's a lot of tears sometimes, but we help each other get better and we really try to push each other. So it's pretty special being able to like communicate and trust all three of us. I feel like that's kind of, that doesn't happen on a lot of teams. So that's pretty special to me.
Yeah. How important is that, being able to bounce off one another? And maybe, you know, you're not playing every game, or Cam isn't playing every game, whoever's in net, and you're able to help as much as possible, even if you're not playing. Just how important is that for both, you know, you can't really speak on Cam, but especially yourself, how does that help your game?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, in an ideal world, we'd both be playing all the time, but we are so supportive of each other when the other person's in the net. And I think that really helps that person who is in the net, because it gives us like a little bit of confidence in ourselves. So like if you have your goalie partner sitting on the bench cheering for you after every shot, or talking to you after every intermission and like hyping you up, it just makes you feel so much better about yourself, and you go out on the ice confident and ready to like take on the rest of the game. And it's huge. It would be very difficult to not have that type of like relationship. It helps a ton.
And you've had great performances this year and last year, but how much of that credit do you give to the team in front of you, whether that's the forwards or defensemen or coaching staff, whatever it may be? How much of the success you have do you give to them?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a bit of a cliche, but one player doesn't make a hockey team. And I think that's super important for our team. Like, I don't think I would have been able to get the success that I've had without my defense and without my forwards. And it's hard to, like, it's a team sport. So you can't just have one player going off and then the rest of the team follows them. Like, we all are in it together. So, like, you really figure out quickly how the game's going to go depending on the entire team atmosphere.
Going all the way back to minor hockey, we'll start there. You're from Fort James, BC. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. Is that where you played your minor hockey?
It's Fort St. James, very close. But yeah, I have a little bit of an interesting story when it comes to playing. I started minor hockey in Fort St. James playing house boys. I played house boys up until I was 10. And then there's no girls teams where I'm from, and the closest girls rep team is a 2-hour drive from my house. So starting in grade 6, I started playing for Prince George Minor Hockey, playing on the rep Bantam or Pee Wee team there. So it was pretty tough. We'd practice 2 to 3 times a week, so 4 hours of driving in total 3 times a week. And then our closest team to play was Williams Lake, which is 5 hours from my house. But every weekend, since we're a northern team and there's not a lot of female hockey, it's getting a lot better now. But we were traveling to Vancouver every weekend, so about 10 hours there and back.
I know there's traveling involved when it comes to hockey and minor hockey, but that, man, they've taken it to a whole nother level. Were you always a goalie?
Yeah, I was. When I was like 5, I played out, but I always knew I wanted to be a goalie. It was more so convincing my parents to let me be a goalie, but they are pretty supportive of it. My dad still stresses out every game he watches. I don't think he watches most of it. I think he is closing his eyes, and then once the whistle's done and he realizes it hasn't gone in, then he's happy. But yeah.
Anyone else in your family play hockey, mom or dad, or do you have any older, younger siblings?
My dad played hockey through like elementary school and high school, and then he played just like senior house hockey when he was going through university. My mom played hockey kind of for like 1 year. She played for like the women's league in Fort. And then my sister actually hates hockey. So she hated going to the rink, and she, especially for hockey, she'd go for figure skating, not for hockey. So she, yeah, it took her until university to actually want to come to games. So me and my dad are the only two that have really played. Yeah.
You talked how much travel you had to do in minor hockey. Maybe that's your answer for this next question or something else, but what was your biggest challenge playing minor hockey and as a goaltender? Was it learning a specific style, edge work, or anything like that? Or maybe it was the long weekend traveling to get to games?
Yeah, I think, I'm not a very tall person. So I do think that, yes, the traveling was a lot, and I'm very grateful for my parents for letting me travel. But the hardest thing for me was trying to compete in like a world where, back when I first started playing goalie, being small was not great. I think that was one of the hardest things I had to learn to kind of overcome, and I'm still trying to like figure that out sometimes. Just changing my game to fit my like speed and my ability and my flexibility to fit that with being a smaller goalie. So that was probably the hardest thing, was to learn how to play a bit different than some of my friends who were playing, who were like 6 or 7 inches taller than me at the time, because my head was not over the crossbar until I was like 15. So.
And obviously BC, Saskatoon, far away from home. How was that transition, being able to, you know, go from there to here, which maybe wasn't so bad with having to travel and being away from home so often, but just overall, how was that transition?
It wasn't too bad. I played my later years of hockey, so my grade 10 through 12 years of hockey, on Vancouver Island, so about 16 hours from where I live. So I was pretty accustomed to being gone, and I went to Shawinigan Lake School, and they really helped me learn to like kind of what it is like to be on your own but still have support. Like our teachers and our coaches were always there for us, and we were in dormitories, so we had like house moms in the house that were our parents to take care of us since our parents were gone. And that really helped me like transition into university and being away from home, because I had this support, kind of like a little bridge in between from fully being at home to like being away from home but having people there, to like being on my own. So that really helped me kind of like jump over, so it wasn't as big of a shell shock for me.
What are you currently taking in school right now?
I'm taking environmental biology with a minor in archaeology.
Oh, wow.
So busy.
I'd say so. So what's the overall dream, I guess, job afterwards, or where are you hoping that takes you?
Well, my dad, interestingly enough, is a wildlife biologist, and ever since I was little, I've been out, been able to like go out in the field with him. So I've been able to do a lot of like bird surveys and like wild big animal surveys. So that is ideally kind of what I want to end up doing, is becoming a wildlife biologist like my dad. And it's pretty special during the summers I get to work with him. So learning from like someone that I look up to quite a bit. I want to kind of like follow in his footsteps, as well as my mom was a forester. So she's always been in the bush her entire life. So we've been really exposed to being out in the bush. And that's just where I want to stay.
That's awesome. Do you have any favorite teams that you cheered for growing up? Maybe you do now, or even a favorite player, or even someone that you idolize and try to model your game after?
Yeah, I'd say I pick my hockey teams because of their goalies. So my original favorite goalie of all time was Roberto Luongo. And then once he retired, I quickly shifted to Carey Price. And I would say because of that, the Montreal Canadiens are my team. Also, my family's a big Habs fan. But I really look up to Carey Price. He lives fairly close to where I live. He lives in Anaheim Lake, which is like a reserve, I think, 2 hours away from Williams Lake. So pretty close to where, in northern BC terms, pretty close to where I live. And just the amount that he gives back to the community is pretty special. Like, I remember growing up, the female hockey team in Williams Lake, he bought every single goalie in the female hockey program all new gear 1 year, because a lot of kids couldn't, goalie gear is expensive, and it's a lot of kids there were using like the like league gear, so it's not very in good shape. And he bought all of them brand new gear 1 year. I think he did it multiple times in a row. So ever since then, he's kind of been like my ride or die. He doesn't even play anymore, and I'm obsessed with him. Ask anyone on our team. I am obsessed with Carey Price. But he just is such an impactful person on the community, and I hope that like one day with hockey, I can give back something like that. So, yeah.
And as a goaltender, I mean, well, let's just go from here. Take me through the start of your day when you're playing, because I've been to a couple of games on the ice. I see the pregame ritual. You sit along the red line. You can never describe a goaltender, but what do you do to prep when you know you're playing?
Yeah, I'm definitely a little quirky with that. From the moment I wake up, like, I kind of have this thing where I'm a classic overthinker, so I've been really trying to, like, work on not thinking about the game too much. Like, I get up, have a good meal, go for a walk, and then just, like, relax around the house, and then everything kind of, like, turns on once I get to the rink. Have some weird quirks. I do a lot of, like, ball warm-up, which is pretty normal for most goalies, but I will not talk to anybody during the game. By the time, like, I do all my ball warm-ups, and I do like quite a bit of meditation now, but during intermissions, so even from like warm-up to the first period, I grab my balls and my phone and my headphones so I can do some meditation and sit in the hallway and do not come in until there's 3 minutes left on the clock and we're walking out. So I do that, and apparently the girls on the team, especially Kelsey Hall, tells me every time I do a stare down at girls all the time. So if I stop a breakaway or like during the like warm up when I'm at the red line, I'm just staring people down unintentionally. And apparently it's pretty freaky, but I don't really know why I'm doing it. But if you watch a video of me during a shootout or anything, yeah, I'm hardcore glaring the girls down, and I don't know that I'm doing it, but apparently it happens every time. So that's kind of me. I'm a little bit of a loner when it comes to games.
Well, it must work, because you pull off a lot of victories and stellar performances. Man, going for a while here. A couple more questions, I'll let you go. Maybe not a thought right now, but Nationals here on home ice. I get to play at home in front of a home crowd. All the focus is going to be on you and the team. What does that mean, being able to have that opportunity where not a lot of girls get a chance to go to Nationals, let alone hosting it in their hometown, home building? What does it mean to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I'm part of the few, quite a few girls on our team who's, this is their second time going to nationals, and just seeing what PEI's crowd was when they were there makes me excited, because I know Saskatoon is going to be way better. We have great fans, and they're pretty loyal to us, and I really appreciate that. But it's going to be really cool, especially for like the younger girls coming up, especially with like the Saskatoon Comets and everyone, all the out of town teams. Like, this is a chance for them to experience like a high level of female hockey that they haven't really been able to been exposed to before. And I can't wait to see like what that brings later on.
And touching upon it a little bit there, so many home games, there's a lot of young female hockey players here coming to the games. They get to meet you guys in the dressing room, maybe go for a skate. I know some are on the ice right now helping coach. They idolize you guys so much. What does it mean to, you know, have all these young hockey players look up to you as the superstar hockey players, women hockey players of Saskatoon, and then you get to take it a step further on the national stage?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I know growing up, we didn't have really any female hockey role models, and coming to a city like Saskatoon where our team is very involved with the younger girls is so special. And I think it will really, like, it just means so much to me, and I hope that it means a lot to them. Like, it's just so special to like be that role model for little girls, and especially not having that experience growing up.
Colby, good luck the rest of the way, and thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.